This is a HeadGum Podcast.
If I were you, if I were you, here's what I would do, what I would do. Well, if I were you, I'd ask if I were you, should I care?
If I were you, should I care?
Ah,
very nice.
Ta-da.
Whoa.
What did it say at the end?
I don't know.
Show.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
I'll never know. We can't play it again.
I guess not.
It's just the opener. Dear Theodore. Yes, dude.
Yes, dude.
You're back.
Yes, dude.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Huh. Bagels and Lox are back.
What?
Tell a friend.
Oh, this is a commercial?
Yeah.
For Bagels and Lox?
Hey, sir, what would you like to eat? I don't know. I want carbs and fish. Well, do I got a beautiful mix and match for you. All right, here's a pizza matzot. I guess there aren't a lot of carbs in matzot.
No, yeah, not a lot. Although, it is kind of like a Jewish sushi.
What?
Like salmon and rice. The Jewish equivalent is lox on a bagel.
Oh, I guess, right?
Circular.
Seems like you thought about that for a while before throwing that gem in there.
Ben Schwartz in the house.
Hey!
Lasted so much longer than I thought.
Same with me, by the way. I had to commit far longer than I wanted to.
At one point, the noise started coming out of your ass.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Those are really great socks, man.
I got them yesterday. I did a television program, and then they gave me these socks.
Why?
Because they're great. What do you give me when I do your thing?
I get your socks. Can I have your socks?
Yes, of course. I hate that I brought the ones that I just got yesterday. I wish I was
so
doing.
Sick. Thank
Jake,
you.
True or false, we've shared clothes before.
True.
Jake, true or false, we've swapped shirts before.
Yeah, you currently have a shirt of mine, and I currently have a shirt of yours.
That's pretty fantastic.
A nice gray shirt. Do you still wear that shirt?
I think so.
Why did you switch shirts?
I think one of my shirts got stained here, didn't it?
You were
sweaty. I was
sweaty. And you had to go to a show.
Yes, I was sweaty. We had done something athletic, and I was sweaty. And
I played NBA Jam for 2 hours.
Yep. And then my gray shirt was sweat through. And Jake is like, I had that same exact shirt. And then Jake came down with the cheapest version of that shirt I've ever seen in my life. 100% true.
That is not true.
It looked like a series of ants made it. And then I said, how about this? You take this one, which is far nicer, and I'll take your terrible
one. It was an American Apparel shirt for a Nordstrom Rack shirt.
Far nicer. Far, far nicer.
It's a lateral step.
Far, far nicer. We looked it up online. Mine was about roughly 45. Yours was roughly 620.
Mine was $10.
You got it in a bundle.
A three-pack at Costco.
Yeah, he got like
a surplus.
Is there tea in Costco?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't it?
Honestly, the shirt that I gave Ben, I loved that shirt.
No, you didn't.
I did. I still do.
Do you want a pack?
Yeah, I miss it every day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's the same exact shirt.
Yeah, but, you know.
Dear Theodore, I know what to say to you.
Ben, you haven't been on our show in 100
episodes. You didn't say
episodes.
Who wrote that song.
Oh.
Sorry, I care about the artists.
Kevin Williams.
Kevin, that was great, by the way. I wonder if you did all the layering yourself, if you got other people to sing it with you, but that was beautiful.
And then took all the credit.
Yeah. Who's the guy, isn't there a
Carrot
Williams?
Top.
Oh, Bob Dole.
No,
Bob
guy.
Dylan.
No.
Jacob Dylan.
Oh, yeah, Jacob Dylan.
No, the guy
John Curlt.
No.
John Sant.
Dylan from 90210?
Salmon Fans.
Yes, actually was.
Salmon
Fans? Wasn't Dylan from 90210 also? no, wasn't the guy who does like the...
Michael
the most
Winslow.
The most famous movie composer in the world.
John Williams.
So this is Kevin Williams.
Oh God, that was such a long way to get to a stupid sentence.
Well, it was just one
Williams
sentence.
Williams is like
you
one of the most
off.
Famous last names. So many people have the last name Williams.
But yeah. Didn't that sound a little bit
ready?
Like
let's go through a basketball player. Mo Williams, Herb Williams.
Yeah, obviously. This
give me two more Williams in the NBA.
Allison Williams.
Allison Williams.
Darren Williams.
Darren Williams.
Yeah.
Point guard. Give me one more from the NBA.
There was he played he was
John
the,
Williams.
He was a point guard for UConn.
Williams,
I think it was Williams because it was I can't remember his first name.
Sorry, guys.
But
So how does a podcast work? We all ask each other questions.
No, it's an advice show.
Huh?
It's an advice show.
For who?
For people listening.
You said I haven't been here for 100 episodes?
Yeah, the last episode you did was episode 100.
We were in your different location. You guys are in a different location now.
Yeah, I think you've done an episode with us in three different places.
Where did we do the first one?
Oh,
the
College Humor Office.
Oh, wow.
College Humor Office.
I've done four, I think, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, because you did one at your house. I brought the equipment
over. Oh, yeah, because two of them were without Jake.
Wasn't
Jake,
one of them?
Get off your phone.
I'm looking up who this
Yeah,
Williams
but Amir made
was.
Me put my stuff on a wire on airplane mode, and then freaking Jake gets to do whatever he wants.
You can be on airplane mode and still have Wi-Fi. Oh.
I turned off airplane mode, though.
That being said,
what to say to you? You have my
Marcus
teeth.
Williams.
You have
Marcus
your
Williams.
Nose. What is it?
Marcus Williams.
And don't tell me he didn't get to the NBA because he played for the Warriors.
For how many years?
I don't know, man. Not a long time. He wasn't very good.
Do you play guitar anymore, Jakey?
Oh, Brooklyn Nets in the first round.
Jake?
Yes. Every once in a while, I'll pick up the old axe and
because you used shred. To all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't play. I don't think I've picked up that guitar and played anything in a couple weeks. I don't really play it very much.
I should say no. Sorry I said yes every once in a while, but it's just, it's never.
It is every once in a while. It's every
Jake,
once in a while.
Would you give me a ride to the airport if I asked, for real?
Yeah, of course.
I would do the same for you if you really needed it. I would also be like, well, I'd be like, I could get you a car if I can't make it.
Right.
I would so much rather pay an Uber to take somebody to the airport than to drive them there.
It matters who it is.
If you needed help moving, who would you text, me or Amir?
You. Amir wouldn't do that. Amir doesn't have the social skills
to
do that.
I would so much rather pay an Uber driver to help you move.
Rock and roll movers.
Yeah.
Beauty school dropout. You know that song?
Yeah, of course, from Grease.
Yeah, Frenchie. Oh,
Have you ever seen Grease 2?
I've seen Grease 2.
Are you asking both
What's it
me
about?
And Jake?
I've seen Grease also.
Are you saying,
what are you saying?
Which one are you saying? Are you saying like you're asking both of us? Like Grease 2?
No. Uh-oh.
Have you seen Grease 2?
The sequel?
I saw Grease recently.
I saw
Have
Grease.
You seen it too?
Have you seen it too?
Yeah, I saw Grease 2, yeah.
Have you seen Grease 2 too?
I hope there's no questions. I hope we get to no questions. This is what my goal is every time. Do you guys have a record player?
No.
Oh, we used to. It was right
yeah.
over there.
What happened? Did you give it to someone?
Yeah, the guy who owned it came by and
your hair looks
it.
Good. You're doing well.
Really? Oh, shit.
When are you going to cut the beard?
I think I'm going to try to go 6 months.
It's
like 3 months now.
Oh,
wait, no.
Amir.
October 26th, November 26th, December
26th. Stop.
3.5 months.
I got a really good question. It was emailed.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. No.
So in a world,
I'm gonna read the questions.
We just gotta get through one quick question and we get to it.
Sure.
Do you guys think in the way that comedy is going?
Uh huh.
Would you rather, if you had the opportunity to do a multi-camera sitcom for the next 10 years of your life?
Okay.
Okay. Or go for it, and you're multi-camera sitcom, and you get paid a significant
handsomely.
Amount of money.
Like a successful multicam.
Yep.
Like on Big Bang Theory.
Well, it's different because you know what that is. You don't know what this is yet. This could be far worse or whatever. But you're on multi. It could be not as successful, but you're making money.
We're acting or we created the show?
You're acting in it.
Okay.
Or once every 2 years, I give you a shot at making your own TV show. But I could tell you that the odds of it getting on the air are 15%. 1-5. Oh, you know what? I make it better. 25%.
2-5.
Would you, which, and that also means if you don't get it, you're not making, you know, which one would you go after? Real question. Think about it for real.
Am I and I've got everything going for me that I currently do too?
You're not making as much money with HeadGum because you're making hand over fist right now. So you're not making as much money.
Less than hand over fist.
This is
so you're just going
HeadGum
like,
it's a money printing machine.
It's a Google.
It's insane. Yeah. This is that's why we're.
I opened my computer and bills just flew out of it.
This is a mint over here.
Yeah, this is basically a mint.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think I'd go for the. Sure thing, the 10 years of a
but you're just
multi-cam.
Acting in that.
That's
being
okay.
Being a show creator, you make a lot more money.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I'm telling you that the money you would make off that multicam would probably be more.
But I get to make up my own show every 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's correct. You could do that
so
right
it's,
now.
But there, it's what I'm doing now of, or be an actor on a multicam.
No, but you're not as successful in the podcast world. You're not hand over fisting.
I don't know. Yeah, fisting in the podcast world. That would be a cool podcast.
Hey, man, just like, keep on track.
All right, sure. I think I would probably... It's a real prisoner's dilemma because both options
you don't
suck.
Know, you don't know if you don't know. You may love a multicam sitcom. Maybe you guys like Amir. You may love to be performing in front of a crowd. Some people prefer it.
Yeah, I don't, but I prefer money.
Prefer money. So that's what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about you?
I think I would do the second one, the creating a show every 2 years.
Creating a show. Two totally different things, yet you guys are best friends. How does it work out?
You know, best friends can have different opinions on things.
That's why we work on creating single camera shows and not acting them.
But we have less than a 25%.
Are we allowed to
chance.
Talk about the pilot?
No.
For real?
Oh, the pilot, yes.
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 Can we talk about that? I
was no. What?
Can we or no?
What about what?
That I was in it?
Yeah.
Did we tell our friends that?
No, you didn't.
Or did we tell our friends?
They made a pilot and they asked me if I would be in it. Just so you guys know what you missed.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
It's for real. I don't know.
I mean, how much more in trouble? It's like, can we get in trouble from a school that already expelled
so
us?
So Jake and Mira asked if I would do it.
Hey, if we talk about it too much, True's not going to be happy.
They're going to repass.
To play a guest in it. And the way that we start is always we go, what type of occupation should you have?
Yeah.
And we decided on magician.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who watch Jake and Amir, and have seen any of the ones that I've done, know that the next one was magician and we filmed it and now it'll never
end. And it was great. Did you have a name?
Ooh, I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
Or if I did, I got to make it up at the last second.
But yours was...
Oh, kind of a con man-y, so I could play the same thing where I keep coming back as different.
Exactly. Right. It was like a fake magician. But you actually had to learn some magic for it.
Yeah, I learned a couple magic tricks.
Yeah.
And then there's a party here afterwards, remember? And I was doing magic tricks.
Yeah.
And then when people started paying attention, I felt self-conscious and kind of stopped.
The trick you learned, the card trick, was really good.
There's a couple that I... some professional magicians do it up. So just so you know, we haven't talked about that. I'm trying to think what else happened in the past 100 episodes. So how was it a year ago?
About a year and a half.
Wow, I haven't done the podcast in a year and a half?
I think so.
Why haven't you guys even asked me?
We did, and you're like, after 100 episodes, after 100 episodes.
I did not say that.
I'll do it every 100.
Absolutely
not. Has it been 100 yet?
Absolutely
not. No, it's been 68. I don't know how it's
been. Why don't you think you asked me? I wanted to do a live show once, but we never figured it out.
Oh, we're going to come to South By?
I don't think I'm going to be there.
What about, we haven't announced this yet, but we're going to the East Coast.
Oh.
This could be a perfect time. April. In April 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th, we're going to be in Washington, D.C., Brooklyn, New York, Boston, Massachusetts.
Where are you playing in Brooklyn, New York?
The Music Hall of Williamsburg.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
And then you guys are great, huh?
And then the
yeah.
Do you make more money off of the tour or off of doing the actual podcast?
I don't want to talk about how much money we made, but
can you answer it later?
And on the yeah, absolutely. I'll show you my W-2s. and the last day of the tour is New Haven, Connecticut.
Ooh, so if you're Jake's hometown.
Yeah, if you're in DC, Boston, Brooklyn, New Haven, it's going to be us two. Hopefully, we can convince Ben to come by the end of this show.
Come on the East Coast.
Why don't you just come anyway? What if we paid you to come?
Tickets were literally $150 one way.
That's not true. I just my friend just flew here.
No, tickets to the shows.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's so expensive.
Our ticket to New York was $150.
How many Hurwitzes will be at the Connecticut one?
Shit. I think most of them. My
mom?
My mom, my dad, my sister.
Micah?
Micah is going to be here at school still. Mm. My other sister. Oh, Liza lives in New York. Actually, probably only 3 Hurwitzes.
Yeah, I'm not into them.
Let's but my aunt might
I need to have at least 5 Hurwitzes.
My aunt might come. My aunt might be there.
Which one?
Amy.
What's
Amy!
Her last name?
Oh, also Susie's going to be there.
Susie!
Yeah, Aunt Susie will probably be there.
What's her last name?
Dear Theo.
Well, her last name is not Hurwitz. But...
can I ask you this question?
Yes, of course. That's the point of this podcast, of course.
It's called If I Were You. It's an advice show. So people will email us the real
question. Can I ask you a question about that?
Christ.
How many titles did you guys go through before you picked If I Were You? What was the number 2 title? These are good questions. Whenever I ask questions, they're not bad.
Yeah.
What was the choice? What was the one that was, and whose decision was it to go with this?
I think Jake thought of the idea of If I Were You. Yeah.
There's the G-check. Hey, I don't want to take all the credit.
Our fear was doing a... We didn't want to do just like a relationship show. So it's like, let's just open it up to anything. If I were you, like if we would... I can tell you what I would do in that situation. But most people aren't confused about things as much as they are about love. Like most people go to work, come home. That's all very standard.
Oh,
I know how to live
my life.
You want
it to be a relationship thing?
No, we want it to be about anything.
I think what ends up happening... We want it to be... just like general advice because we weren't experts. I modeled it after Car Talk because Car Talk is a radio show that never needed guests. Like the stressful thing about having a podcast is booking guests.
Oh, that's
studying them.
How often do you guys have guests? I assume every other time.
No,
every, I mean,
maybe
less.
25% of the time.
And, no.
Yeah.
And when we have guests, we don't really interview them very much. We like ask them what they're up to and like how they got started, but mostly they answer advice questions with us.
They're a co-host.
You're the only one that won't answer questions.
I can't wait to get into it.
Oh.
I'll start by saying I can't wait to get into it.
Then we should just...
But then I'll continue by saying, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
So what was the second name that we didn't do?
Wait, I feel like I was thinking
I could search
else
if I were you on my Gmail.
What's the first email you guys sent to each other? Do you have that?
No, because it was on old Outlook.
Outlook Express. Shit, what was I going to say?
I wonder when the first time I met you guys was when we did that first short film, right? That
yeah.
was the first time.
No.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
No,
I don't
we
think
did.
I'd met you before.
Didn't we do the Hardly Working where you're going to commit suicide by jumping off a table?
That was way after we did a bunch of Jake Ramirez.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you had short hair in that.
Yeah, when I was in New York, I didn't know that I can grow up my hair.
But in the video, you had longer hair.
No, Jake and Amir would have been the first. Because I did High Times, and the second thing I did was Jake and Amir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I remember, because when we shot on like the really tiny little cameras, and that was the first time I met you.
Yes. I remember really liking Jake. I remember looking in a mirror and realizing this is going to be an uphill battle.
You were the first person. I mean, maybe not the first person, but when we were writing... Like we were all like pitching ideas for the High Times editorial office because
you
had done a couple.
Also?
What's that?
You guys would as well for the bigger sketches
well,
you guys would pitch?
So we did like, I think you did a couple of those that weren't written by me. I don't know who wrote them. But then we did like a big round table with all the writers and I was still an intern or like a junior writer or something. And I said, and I like pitched some like dumb joke and you like tapped my shoulder and you're like, that's really funny. And I was like, dude, that's so cool.
That's amazing.
Guys.
Wasn't me.
Great news. I just found a fucking treasure trove. This,
of all the names that didn't go?
It's a recorded conversation between me and Jake on April 29th, 2013, in which we discuss what the podcast should be and what the title should be.
Okay, wow. Let me hear some titles.
Well, we should read this.
Yeah. Do you want
to read each other's parts?
So I'll be Jake and you be me?
Great. What the fuck? I'll be playing Amir.
This actually is a very exciting show for me to go to. So wait, Ben's Amir, Amir's me.
Yeah. Where's Philadelphia? Born and raised.
Where's the sausage? I can't eat it. Look at my glasses. Why is there hummus in my pocket?
Okay.
Classic Amir, dude. Why is there hummus in my pocket?
All right, so me is you,
got it.
And then
let's
I
think of a
Jake.
Name that we can buy. Do you mind if I read everything, or do you want to censor ourselves?
No, we can read everything.
Let's think of a name that we can buy.
This is a real conversation Jake and I had on April of 2013.
Okay, Jake's first go.
So
this is the first. This is how it all started. Let's think of a name that we can buy, like a name.com, like instantdomainsearch.com. Let's look at one.
IfIMeYou.com is available. Pretty good.
If I'm you, by the way, is what you wrote.
Oh, IfIMeYou.com.
You even got it confused here. If I am?
That's funny. I'm me. All right. All right, so say that again.
IFIM?
If I'm you.
Oh, easy to say, hard to look at.
True. Too hard to look at, ?
Or hard to comprehend, hard to read, leave me alone.
Haha, kind of nuts to have such a short domain, though. No punctuation, all words spelled correctly.
Maybe because it's a hyphenate word. If I am you. If I'm you. Iwereyou.com is available. That's almost sensical.
True, true.
Oddly enough, advicepodcast.com is available. Too boring?
Haha, that's nuts. And I think it is. Maybe that's why it's available.
Ha 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 ha. No human is that boring.
If I were you podcast.
Too long? Whoa, so you said no when he first said it. So you said it and he said no.
Wait, but Amir said if I were you was available, right?
If I were you podcast.
Oh, if I were you podcast. Too long? What I would do show also long? If podcast.com?
Kind of nice. Maybe we should name the podcast first.
Podcrastinate.com?
Haha.
Haha. If I were you is pretty good. What I would do?
I think I like if I were you.
WWMED. What would a Mises do? If I were you show.com. If I were you podcast.com.
I like if I were you show.
And that's how it happened, correct?
According to this, I thought of if I were you.
Well, let's. I mean, Jake really shepherded. Jake was the bus driver.
But I was the one who said, if I were you, is pretty good. And then you said, I think I like if I were you.
But let's scroll back
no,
even
Jake
further.
Jake said, if I were you podcast. And then you said, too long? And then you immediately said no to him. And then you pretended like you thought of the idea. If I Were You is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
You shredder, and then you shit on it.
But did you... Who said the words, if I were you, first?
You said, if I were you, podcast.
That's the first...
Yes.
If I were you, podcast. And then I said, too long. And then I said, if I were you, it's pretty good. And then you said, I think I like if I were you.
Those are the best when you find those beautiful little like old... Do you guys keep pictures, old photos?
I have an old photo upstairs in a little box that's me and Amir's first trip to Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it of?
Carnell took it up on that guy Will's roof.
Oh, yeah.
The Polaroid.
Where was that?
He was living in Silver Lake, but we didn't have any idea what the fuck it was.
I was like
in
the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're like, I remember thinking like, wow, this is like kind of a weird place to live.
But really far away.
Yeah, it turns out it was great.
Thank God I didn't keep reading. It was all about Ben after that.
I wish it was.
Yeah. Also, Jake said some pretty nasty things after that.
What just read one of them? Just read one of them.
It's just a lot of like...
Just read one of them.
I said, ambitious release date for the podcast, Monday, May 13th. And Jake says, I like it. I really do. Then I said, I told the idea to Rami. He likes it.
Rami okayed it.
Jake says, that's fucking awesome. No guests for the first time, just advice to people emailing. And I said, yeah. The question is, how do we get people emailing before we have a show? And Jake says, truth. And an insider tip is, the first episode,
made him up.
We made him up.
I knew it. And did you make up names for them too?
Yes, we made up names. Actually, I think for the first 160 episodes, we made up emails.
Today's the first one we got a real one, actually, 200.
Do you mind if we get to the real email?
Yes, of course, please. That's the point of the show.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Before we get to the email, Jake, we're going to get to the email. We're always going to get to the email.
I hate it.
I really did have a question. Oh, so who's your first guest and how far into it?
Our first guest, I believe, was Ricky.
Ricky Van Veen, episode like 8?
Maybe or so.
Even when did earlier. Benjamin come into the mix?
Benjamin Schwartz.
We were living in New York and you were in LA, so it was a long time.
Oh, you started when you were in New York.
Yeah, we started in Brooklyn.
Were you still doing College Humor?
Yeah, we still worked at College Humor when we did it.
Do you guys miss making videos?
Yeah.
I just thought about it the other day. Someone asked me what I really liked and we were going through the stuff. I was at AMA, I did, and they were saying like, what? Or no, it was some interviewer did. And I was going through the stuff and I was like, you know what? I miss making those Jake and Amir. Those were really fun because those were like, we talked about all the things. It was like this. Like anything else? You're like, you know what? Jake and Amir, they're talking about like what you get from different things. When you do House Lives, what do you get? What do you get from this? And I was like, for us, it was more like, let's just play around and have fun and just be the goofiest and most fun.
Yeah. Right.
It was so
silly.
There
were no rules.
I think, would you do videos again?
I don't know.
Not for College Humor, just in general. I guess it's too expensive.
Yeah, I love the idea. I mean, I want to do more creative stuff and like make our own videos, be our own bosses, and develop our own shows. Mm. But that excites me more than acting in a multi-cam sitcom.
You would rather direct?
I would rather, I guess, I don't know about direct. I like directing a lot, but I would rather create. I would rather be like in charge of the writing and the act. I would just be in charge of as much stuff as I could be.
And it's still true that Jake does 80% of the writing and Amir does 20?
Mm-hmm. The 80-20 rule?
Yeah.
Actually, let me search 80-20.
Amir improvises maybe everything on set. So like the scripts that I write are awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get to a question. I hate that we're fucking waiting.
I've been a loyal listener since episode...
What's the person's name? Can I name him?
A female name.
Girl?
I'm so surprised you're letting us read it.
Girl?
Girl.
We usually get two.
Yeah.
How many do you get through usually with a normal person?
Three to four.
So we can pop through one and a half. okay. Woman's name. This woman's name is Sukan.
Yeah, I like it already.
Sukan.
Sukan.
Hi, Sukan.
No, don't.
Sorry about that.
It's all right, man. Just know when to stop.
I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, or are you just saying you apologize?
I do feel bad. I'm sorry.
Do you for real?
Yeah.
Okay. You should.
I feel awful.
Stop.
I am.
Now you're stopping.
Not going to say anymore.
Sukan.
Sukan.
Sukan. Last name, Kitten Flea.
All right.
Sukan Kitten Flea says,
I was visiting San Francisco from LA this weekend with a friend for a short getaway trip. The first day, I met a handsome guy at a clothing store. He was incredibly friendly and got the vibe he was flirting with me.
Prove it.
As he was ringing me up, he asked me what my plans were for the weekend. He told me that the store usually has a party on Fridays, but unfortunately, he was skipping it this weekend. He said he wished he wasn't skipping it so that I could come by and have a few beers with him. He didn't ask for my number, so I thought he wasn't interested in pursuing it any further. But after I left, I kept thinking about him. He was just so goddamn good looking.
Ugh.
The next day, my friend wanted to go back to the store to pick up more things. I was pretty stoked to see him again. I asked him what he was doing that night, and he said he was staying in because he had, quote, things to catch up on. He gave me some local bar recommendations, and we said goodbye. I was feeling pretty bummed, but I enjoyed our conversation, so nothing to fret about. Then,
Sukin, come on.
An hour later, I got an Instagram notification that someone liked a couple of my pictures. Turns out it was the guy from the store. I got goosebumps because, one, how the hell did he find me? And two, oh my God, he fucking found me. We don't have any mutual friends. I checked, and I was amazed, but kind of creeped out at the same time. So I followed him on Instagram and DM'd him.
Slide into the DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
What's that phrase?
It's a rap song about how a girl keeps sliding into a guy's DMs, which is like a direct message on Twitter.
So what does that mean? You're hitting on someone through DMs?
Yeah.
I thought it was about Instagram.
Or I guess you can DM on multiple things.
Well, I think the song's about Instagram, whatever.
Either way, this is how the conversation went. There's a conversation between her and him.
So when you like a photo, that means you have to follow that person or no?
No, you can like a photo.
So he may not have been following her, right?
He might have not been following her, but he found her on Instagram.
Find her? Maybe she tagged the store or something.
When she bought it, she probably had she put her credit card, which had her name on it.
Oh, wow. I keep going.
So there's this conversation between her and him on the DMs. Who wants to read them?
I'll be you.
I'm not in it.
Let Jake go. Jake hasn't read anything yet.
I'll read it.
You have to come over here then.
No, come
your
on,
computer's
dude.
More mobile than my microphone.
Oh, you want to read both sides?
I'll read the other side. Give it to
me
us.
And Ben can.
All right,
we'll do this.
The first line is from the girl, and then the second line is from the guy.
Okay, so
is this kind of messed up? That what happens if the guy listens to this show?
That's why we kept him anonymous.
You want to be the girl or the guy?
She'll know. They'll both know their whatevers.
Do you want to be the girl or the guy?
The gray is the guy.
Gray's the girl.
I'll be the girl.
Okay.
OMG! Hi.
Hey, find anything good yet?
Had dinner at Little Star Pizza and about to head out to Edinburgh like you suggested in a bit. Weird emoji.
It won't really be going until a little later.
Then Zeitgeist first and then Edinburgh later?
That sounds better. I'm going to suggest Zeitgeist and Benders just now.
Oh my God, there's more. Watch, I'm going to help us because we're old.
Oh, there we go.
No second thoughts about coming out?
Ha. I do want to hang out with you, but I'm going to be busy until later tonight. Wish you were here longer. I def want to kick it.
Cry, cry, cry emoji.
I'll text you later and see where you're at. Did you say you're staying near Japantown or Mission?
Yeah. I'm on Octavia and a height. If your schedule opens up, my number is...
Jeez, reader number.
My number is 310. Do you know about a spot called Double Dutch?
Yeah, it's all right. Music is good, but the crowd can be questionable.
Thanks. And I'll finish it off. He never texted me, but he's but he's been only liking pics of mine on IG for reference. Oh, that's her Instagram name. Does this mean he's just not that into me and that I should just let it go? Thanks so much, Suki.
It's a real story.
All right, Kitten Flea.
It's a real... It's an exciting story. I've done this before. Have you ever slid into someone's DMs?
No, I've never connected with someone. No. Not if I didn't know them beforehand.
If I knew them beforehand, maybe we will have talked. Because of Instagram and Twitter, there's less of a pressure to ask somebody for their phone number, it seems.
This is like the most cowardly move, though. He was afraid to ask for the number in the store.
But he didn't
And
feel
he didn't
like...
even like, he didn't even message her on Instagram. All he did was like a photo.
Yeah.
It worked.
I mean...
But the question is
Yeah,
this.
But that breaks my heart that
his
it
His responses are all so far away. He's very mixed signaling it.
I feel like he has a girlfriend.
Oh,
who's wow. like just
can
just
we look up her
stay...
Instagram real quick? Can you copy and paste it or play?
I actually did look up.
I already
her
did
Instagram.
Too. She's pretty cute.
Is that true? Do you guys look her up for
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Okay.
No real clues beyond just what she looks like.
Can you give it to me?
What do you think? Why
Jake
would the guy
first.
Slide into the DMs? But not be
phrase.
Down to. But not
you know
be down to.
There's another
hang
one
out?
That people go like at me. You want to say it to my at me? That's
oh,
like
God.
A thing.
Really?
Can you give me her Instagram?
Let me look it up again.
No, I think it's just a mirror.
I think this guy has a girlfriend.
And so why
really?
Is he flirting?
Because it's fun to flirt, and it's fun to like get to message people on Instagram, and it's fun to. I feel like you slide into the DMs. There's sort of like an expectation that it's going to get flirty and a little sexy, and this guy is probably like, oh, she doesn't even live in San Francisco, so I'm not going to like cheat on my girlfriend, but maybe I'll get some nudes or something.
Oh,
wouldn't she be able to find out by going on his Instagram, seeing if she has a boy, he has a girlfriend?
That's possible, but maybe he doesn't post pictures of her because he likes to flirt with cute girls that come into his store. And maybe he's
being a guy who's trying to sell more merchandise. Is that a thing? I wouldn't think about
no,
that.
No. I can't go out tonight, but check out our online store.
Sukin, we're looking at pictures of you right now, right off the bat. Pizza.
Yeah, that was a picture of her in San Francisco. It's very exciting to go traveling, meet someone attractive, and have them like your Instagram photos.
That is cool.
That's like a cool win. And then,
yeah,
well, why did he
that.
Not?
I can like see. Little, I can see that making someone feel like, oh, there's a good chance.
It's a fun,
not only
it's
that,
a,
but I found the guy. Did you find the guy?
No.
If you go to her followers, you can see a picture of the guy's logo from.
That's so fun. See, this is like we're just as big creeps as this guy. We're actually bigger creeps. We're bigger snoops.
Yeah, try to because in the DMs you can see that little that thumbnail though.
I'm on it, boys.
Yeah,
it goes down in the DMs. It goes down.
Wait, under following.
Yeah, people who follow her.
It is so scary.
So he does follow her.
Yeah.
He followed her back.
Yeah.
We asked. That was one of the questions.
It is so scary how intense stalking you can get now.
Oh, yeah. You can learn a lot.
Scary.
Oh, yeah.
It is so scary. And you can see when somebody's doing anything, so you know when you're being ignored.
Snapchat is even more like instant. Like you can see what somebody's up to the minute. Instagram's like, oh, I can see.
I tried Snapchat for a little bit. I can't find him, by the way.
What? If you go to her followers? Sorry,
oh,
followers.
Following.
Yeah,
followers.
Sorry. Hey, real quick plug for on Snapchat. If you buy a ticket to Austin and snap the ticket to me, I've been snapping everybody back that does that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And so you want to open
that up for the rest of the East Coast tour?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's sell out Austin first, and then I'll focus on the ticket sales of the East Coast tour.
But all the ticket sales and all the information should be at ifiwereyoushow.com. Whether you live in Austin, D.C., New York, New Haven, or Boston.
Yeah. Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll open it up. You snap me a pic of the tick, I'll snap back a pic of my dick.
Snap me a pic of the tick.
Look at the pic of the tick. Look at the pic of the tick.
In your lap.
Okay.
Very
my
nice.
God. I would say that he doesn't look like he's giving you a ton of love back, but he's giving you mixed signals, so I don't know.
I would say the boyfriend thing makes sense. The,
that's a bummer.
The,
well, there are no
or, sorry, the girlfriend. That narrative makes sense because, one, this is as far as some people let themselves go when they're in a relationship. Like, oh, I can follow someone on Instagram. That's like pretty passive. And then like,
yeah,
I can,
you can't like, yell can at someone for following someone on Instagram.
Yeah, you can feel the micro thrill of flirtation without actually having to like do anything. And then things got a little bit too real when she's like, hey, do you want to meet up? He's like, oh, I can't really do that.
Yeah, maybe later. But I really do think if he's single, he meets up. There's nothing that's like so important that he needs
maybe
to
he's
do
not interested
home. That's possible
but he can't not be interested if she left and then he liked her photos. That's so interesting.
He looked her up. He looked her credit card.
Yes, that's so interesting.
I mean, that's crazy.
You don't
I've
know done
that.
That before.
Maybe she said her name and her first name is very unique or something like that.
Maybe
it's
so
not,
but
we
well,
saw
like,
her name.
I've done this what this guy did.
Right,
you've looked at a credit card receipt.
Yeah, when I worked at this.
Have you ever gone to somebody's house late at night? I know people that do that, and I'm like, what?
Like to
see if they're around?
There was like, in high school, like, and I had like crushes on people. I would like take a route home that went by their house.
Oh, I, well, in like high school, I did that. Yes,
a thrill to be
to
like,
see if they were up or whatever.
Yeah, but I would not in like the middle of the night. It was like on my way home from work or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Like parking down the street at 2 a.m. is that's not okay.
Well, that's what people had to do before Facebook, Instagram, and all this stuff. They had to like literally stalk rather than cyber stalk.
Right, just like drive by. And that's why I like this a little bit, because it's such a fun game. It's kind of cooler than asking for an, I mean, not cooler, but it's like this, it's a scavenger hunt, like the little micro flirtations that finally lead to the number. Yeah. And then it
you love
builds.
The game. You love the game.
I do love
the game. That's the game up until the, until you like you find somebody that you care about.
Yeah. Well, this but is as far this as game he is can
a little,
play it.
This game is like a little bit cowardly that he, it's so passive on his part.
Stay strong. You're a very strong woman. Jake and Amir both love you very much.
I'm about to follow and like a couple of those photos on that Instagram.
Whoa,
actually.
Jake, you should.
Yeah, I'm a follower.
Then everybody will look at your like. Can you look at someone else's likes? No.
You can sometimes see it.
Yeah, I think they showed you the most recent. Like,
yeah, in the news. And every once in a while, I'll go and I'll see like some of my yes, peen and thirsty
dude.
Friends. Like, it's a
yes,
pictures.
Dude.
Like, it's a pictures of some girls.
There's always a new slang word, isn't there? Let's make one up right now.
Okay. Actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with some more slang from Ben and Amir.
What? Why?
Oh, sorry, me. Jake and Ben.
Fine. Get out of here.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias,
Babbel. Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit bebayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N-M-S-L-N.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Hey, we're back. So what's
it goes down in the DMs. Go down, go down.
What's a, wait, a slang term for what?
Slang term for like wanting to flirt with someone. Slang term for, oh, this girl wants it. How about that? Or this guy wants it. Doesn't have to be.
So like the current one is thirsty or horny.
Well, then let's think of something else that there isn't a term.
What about she's cold for it or shivering?
I mean, she doesn't want it.
Oh, that doesn't respond to your thirst.
That's a good thing.
Oh, that doesn't respond.
She stoned me.
Oh, like what's it called when somebody
stiff arms? Happens when you
that's good, dude.
What's that what's the short stuff? What would you call that?
Pound the brakes.
No, but that's a real thing. People say that.
Yeah, pumping the brakes.
Pumping the brakes.
Yeah.
She like, oh, what about like she's quenched? If you're thirsty, like I'm thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's great, JP. Thirst has been quenched.
Yeah.
But that would mean that you succeeded somehow.
Right, right, right.
She's bloated.
Her thirst has been quenched elsewhere.
Yeah, she's
what's it called when you're full but with drinks?
God, I am.
Isn't it quenched?
Bloated. I'm bloated. She's bloated.
Yeah, she's bloated.
But that's sort of like a really
too much. Is too much.
That's
of it.
That's like projecting a look on her. Like
yeah,
she's
size.
Fine.
Yeah,
it'd be funny if it's like she's just not that thirsty. She's just not that thirsty.
She recently had some water and yeah, she's sort of fine.
Yeah, she had a full cup of water. Yeah. Not a sip.
She's sated. Cup. Isn't it sated?
Sated. No, but that's just satisfied.
Mm. I'm not sated. I'm satisfied.
Wow, dude, that was really good. What was that?
Huh?
Little toot. Do you have another question?
Hell yeah, dude.
I gotta ask a question before you guys ask questions. Is that okay?
Do you have Snapchat, Ben?
I do. It was public for a bit, and then I turned it private.
And what do you do with your snaps?
I send stuff to you. You know that I have Snapchat. Yeah. I snap you.
He snaps
one as well. There's 12 people that I have on my friend list, and you guys, and Marty are three of those 12 people.
You should start selling that, dude. I'm sure people would pay a lot of money for that.
I just don't know. I don't know.
I want you to sell that shit.
Because I wasn't putting stuff out. Because we just send stupid shit to each other.
Yeah.
But I wasn't putting stuff out. And then I would get messages from people. And then I felt bad if I wasn't looking at all of them. And then also, you don't know what you're going to get.
What
happens if like a young kid sends you something terrible?
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
It happens every once in a while.
It's not illegal to look at it.
That is illegal to look at.
Nah.
It's illegal to have it. And Snapchat disappears. But I'm not.
No, but you're looking at
it. Sounds like
something.
I'm defending myself. Like I get a lot of weird shit from kids. But I think like there's people that consistently send really weird shit. And I sort of like learn their names and I remember and now I don't open it.
Oh, yeah.
But then like you see them on that list forever.
Well, eventually they stop. Because they see that their snaps aren't getting opened anymore. So the game's sort of over.
Do you get a lot of nude photos on Snapchat?
Not enough. But every once in a while, yeah.
So you don't want people following you? It doesn't matter if you say what your Snapchat name is. It's private.
I guess you could follow me. It's rejected joke zero.
Rejected joke zero?
I think. I don't know.
You should make it at least like your story public.
No, I don't. But I don't do anything.
But you should do all the dumb shit you send to us. It could just go on your story and then everybody
can
watch it.
Yeah, but that's private stuff.
No, a lot of it, like the asshole thing was private and the pee-pee thing, yeah, the rash thing was private.
Rejected jokes zero. And then I have a number after it, but that just is a number, right?
Yeah, what? That's your snap score.
Right, rejected joke zero. What is a trophy case? Okay, so rejected joke zero if you guys want to follow me on Snapchat, although I can't receive any snaps.
Or you never post a story.
But you know what? Maybe because you guys have been pushing so hard. Maybe
when this episode comes out, you can post a story. You can see how many people are looking at it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I mean, it's just a whole new
form. I think it'll be a fun little thing
to worry about.
It's a lot easier. It's because it's the stakes are so low.
No, but I've seen us do like Periscope or something, and someone records it and puts it elsewhere.
Periscope gets recorded.
Yeah, but why? What is it going to stop from someone, you watching me recording your phone watching a Snapchat?
It's possible.
So like if it's you taking your dick and opening it up and there's a little worm that goes, hey.
That'd be amazing. That'd be the most popular Snap story ever. I have a talking worm that lives in my dick. Hey guys,
isn't it a lot of work? Doesn't it feel like work?
Yeah, but you just replace it with stuff that you don't have to worry about anymore. So I'll Instagram less.
Do you feel like it helps your fan base? Do you feel like
definitely?
Really?
Yeah, because more of our fans are on Snapchat now than Twitter or Facebook.
I will say this: it makes it feel less permanent. It makes me feel like you're right. You could send something to a fan immediately. Like yeah, if someone's like, "Hey, wackier. You could do that real quick."
Right. I can't.
And also, when people take photos now or selfies with either one of us, a lot of people just do it in Snapchat now.
Yeah. Because you can then save it, so it's like it does both.
Oh, so they're saving it while they're doing it.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to do that. Do you save the ones you send to me?
Not always. Usually not.
Is there a button to allow you to choose?
You can. There's like a little
before
download
you post.
Button. Before you post, you press it. Okay. Or if it's on your story, you could download it later too.
It's interesting. At least I'm learning.
Yeah, for once.
But you can't save other people's. That's the whole thing. Right. And you can't take a screenshot of it.
You can.
You take a screenshot of a photo, but it just lets them know.
Right.
Speaking of learning and teaching, this question's actually about that topic.
Cool. Okay.
Ben, do you have a guy's name for us?
Sure. Henry Boltz.
And what's his last name?
Henry Boltz's first name and his last name is Peurl. P-E-U-U-R-L hard K. Capital K.
Capital K at the end.
Peurl.
What's his first name?
Harold Boltz.
Harold Boltz?
Harold Boltz.
Peurl.
Was it Henry Boltz?
Now I feel bad because it's a woman who wrote it. But same name.
Yeah, it works.
Let's keep it simple. I love my boyfriend. He's kind-hearted, generous. Always takes care of me. We have a good thing going.
The end?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all she wrote for real?
Oh, well, there's one issue.
Oh, no.
Upon sending him a link to a funny SNL video about Bernie Sanders, I learned a shocking fact.
Oh, no.
He has no idea who Bernie Sanders is. Not too crazy, right? Upon further digging, I found out he doesn't know who Hillary Clinton is.
What?
Donald Trump. Or the name of our current vice president.
He's kidding.
He doesn't know any of the presidents past Bush, for that matter, or basic facts about American history. He's not foreign. He's lived his whole life here. The final shock I received is that he doesn't know the difference between a Democrat or a Republican. Now, he isn't so clueless about other things. He's really good at math and science, much better than I could ever hope to be. But these are basic things about the world that even the most ill-informed people are somewhat aware of. The problem is, though, I love him. I'm not so sure I can be with someone who has no idea about basic current events. We're both 23. Is it too late to educate him on these matters? Or should I simply call it quits? Does it matter if your partner is not your intellectual equal?
Ooh, bum, 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 bum.
Sincerely, Harold Boltz Peurlk.
I'm going to say a couple of things, Harold Boltz Peurlk. If it's something that concerns you very much, well, first of all, that doesn't mean he's stupid. It means he's uninformed.
True. There's a difference between being smart and being knowledgeable.
I think that's very smart, that the word you just used.
Thank you.
I
have the knowledge to use them.
Ugh, never mind. I made a mistake. You're an idiot. I think that if it's something that really concerns you, you should bring it up and be like, hey, I'm like really into politics. It's a little bit, I was like, do you want to? I don't know exactly the words to use,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be like, if it's something that really bothers you, it's going to continue to bother you. So you should bring it up and be like, hey, like, it'd be cool if we learned about this together, or like, you know, like we could talk about it, stuff that really interests me and things like that. Or if he doesn't know, start to explain it to him. See if he gets interested. I would not give up on a relationship because of that. Unless you find out maybe he is in a point you feel like he's so not equal with you intellectually that you think it's disturbing the relationship and decision making and stuff like that. But if you think he's a smart guy and he just doesn't know anything about politics, and you really love him like you say you do, then see if he wants to get involved with, like, learn about politics, stuff like that. Tell him how much it means to you.
Yeah, you can learn if you're smart. It just means you have the capacity to learn.
That's correct.
So he just hasn't spent. I don't know how you can avoid knowing who Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is.
What Ben's saying, but I think this is so egregious that she could make a really big deal out of it too.
That he doesn't. It like, is crazy.
She
not
could
to know
pretty
anybody.
Much shame him into like you have to know the two. I mean, the three like. Leading presidential candidates, you should know.
And by the way, even if he's not into politics, isn't Donald Trump on TV and like a businessman? And
yeah, it's hard to avoid that. It's
what
like
does
not...
he know? But maybe he knows a lot of stuff that she doesn't know.
He
maybe
knows a lot about science.
That's true.
Wilderness, or
but I think you could be like, hey, that's ridiculous. You should know this stuff. That's basic. And like, if you're really into politics, then I agree. You just say like, "Hey, I'm like getting really.
This is important for me to for you to know this stuff.
I want to talk about this stuff with you. I'm like really passionate about this
I love
election.
You, and I love this stuff. I want to be able to talk about it. Is that cool?
Okay, yeah. That answers her first question. We're seemingly on the same page. Does it matter if your partner is not your intellectual equal? Do you like somebody to be dumber, as smart, or smarter than you?
For me, I like people to be smarter than me. As smart or smarter. Not to say that I'm a very smart person, but as smart or smarter than me. I think that is something I'm into with women. I'm attracted to people who are smart and have their shit together.
Jacob? Agree, Jake?
Yeah. I am attracted to people that are smart. I think the issue actually comes from, is it okay that my partner is not my intellectual equal? She's not giving him enough credit. She says herself that he's better at science and math than she could ever hope to be. So that's right away, you know, she's not an equal when it comes to that. And maybe she's got a superior knowledge of politics. I think she has to recognize his strengths and her strengths and his weaknesses and her weaknesses and find some sort of like middle ground.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think it's ever black and white. It's like, I'm smart, you're dumb. It's like, I'm smart at this, I excel at this, and you don't. And what matters is, are they smart at things that you want them to be smart at?
Right. Like, because people can be smart or knowledgeable in different things.
Right.
And it's some of it is like book smart. Like, I know a lot of trivia. Some of it is just like, I have the ability to change a tire. I don't know how to do that.
But how much for the three of us, or maybe I don't have a wealth of knowledge of this. How much about the political landscape do you know? How much do you know the difference between Hillary and Bernie? I know we know about them. I know we know some of their points of view, but like, both of you guys know exactly who you want to vote for? Do you have all the facts? Do you
know
what I mean?
So I'm vaguely aware of this stuff. Jake is more so.
I'm really into politics, but I don't know who I'm voting for between Hillary and Bernie.
Right.
But that's all not three of us are Democrats. I don't know what they stand for.
I mean, he doesn't know the difference between Democrat and Republican. By the way, there's lots of things to separate him, but there's like huge points that separate him as well.
I mean, and that like, I think the difference between Democrat and Republican, the difference between Bernie and Hillary is actually like slightly more.
Well, those are two Democrats.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's slightly more acceptable.
I know.
Like, I don't really know like what they stand for. Because they both like generally stand for Democratic issues.
To know the difference between
Hillary and Trump.
Right.
That's insane. Like that actually.
Well, according to this, he doesn't know who Donald Trump is or who Joe Biden is.
So, right. To not know the difference between Democrat and Republican is like a pretty big one.
But it's something you can teach if you think he's smart.
Yeah. If he knows math and science.
What about you?
With
intelligence.
Yeah. Nobody wants to date somebody that's like, I feel like I can't have a conversation with you.
Or just that they feel that they're dumb or that they're going to make the wrong decision.
Right. Because it's like,
that's a big thing. Having the skill set to know when you're doing something right or wrong is a huge thing.
Or like if you left them alone to their own devices, like, do you trust them to be competent?
Wow. That's very smart too. Yeah.
Well, I think that goes back to appreciating somebody's certain kind of smarts, because somebody might like know a ton of languages, but if you put them in a city, they wouldn't know how to, they would like don't have any spatial awareness or something. And yeah, it's true. Like there are certain aspects of dumbness or intelligence that I wouldn't want to deal with. Like you're saying, I would not want to be with somebody who is helpless if they got lost.
Right.
Right. If you're at a party, just didn't know what to do.
Right. Who didn't know how to talk to people. I want somebody who's like emotionally intelligent.
My third dates are always the same thing. Pick up a girl in an Uber. I take her.
Is this real or no?
Totally real.
Okay.
Blindfolded to a helipad. Mm-hmm. And then we go up and away. She has no idea where she is.
Of course.
It's an hour-long flight every single time, exactly an hour.
This is all normal. Get to the weird part.
Well, I drop her in an area, whether we go out and back.
Like, and she dies?
No, she doesn't die.
Of course, yeah.
So we lower
her in an area. Come on.
Yeah. I lower her into a very secluded area, like Angelina's
stuff.
Yes, like Los Angelinos National Forest or something.
Right.
And she has whatever basic survival stuff.
You give her a backpack of basic. We know, dude. Yeah, get to the weird part.
Iodine capsules.
Actually, iodine, a granola bar.
That's to kill yourself. Keep going.
that's cyanide. Yeah. I also give her that just in case she starts.
she doesn't know which one is which.
Right.
It's a red pill and a blue pill.
And then a shiv. A net. And
are these things to kill herself?
these are all
things to kill you when she finds you.
This is all normal. Get to the weird.
And if she can survive, I'm like, okay, she's capable, smart enough to have at least survived long enough for me to find her again.
You stay in that helicopter.
Of course I don't jump down. Right, I'm a scared little cold boy.
Right.
I'm shivering up there in the helicopter.
What do you give her when she succeeds?
Has anybody ever succeeded? Two people have succeeded. I give them the same thing.
And how
many
people have you lost in Angeles National Forest?
Close to 90.
And of the two people that survived, what did they have to say?
I give them the same thing.
What?
A tap on the back and a hearty grin?
Cyanide pill?
A firm handshake and a fourth date.
How many people out of those nine took the date? Out of those two took the date?
Neither of them. They were so mad at me.
Did you leave them in the forest? So that number's up to 92?
Oh, when I said close to 90, I meant over 90.
Oh, how high over 90?
106.
You knew the exact number. Why would you even say 90?
I was trying to soft sell it.
I've been saving all my money just to get me there. Do you guys ever listen to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and or Young? Jake, get off your phone. We're in a podcast.
You're right. I was checking the time. Dear Theodore.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my nose. You have your uncle's teeth. How did that happen? I fucked your uncle fast. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Dear Theodosia, I'm so sorry. I messed you up. You're part me and your unk, and I don't know what to do or say. You're screwed.
There's a lot of Hamilton fans just loving this part of the show.
Even if you're not, you still like the song.
Yeah. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Hey, a question for the room.
Sure. This might be the last one. We got to wrap up.
Oh, that's what my question was. When you looked at your clock, what time is it?
We're near.
I actually forget. I think it was 12:42 or 12:46 or something.
Oh, wasn't?
Yeah.
I was just wanting to make sure it wasn't one. So it wasn't really like a what time is it?
What do you have to do at one?
Like, we have an editing session for a very exciting project that we haven't announced yet,
and we still won't. Ooh, I know about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We told you.
How's it feel?
It's fun.
Good.
It'd be fun to do an entire interview about that project before, like without announcing it. Like, yeah, it's been really creatively satisfying. It's
frankly, I don't even know if we can keep this part of the show in.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you can. You don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have anything to promote yourself?
When did this come out?
Monday, February 15th. This is right after the NBA All-Star Game, so you can't promote that.
No, nice. Well, the NBA Rudy All-Star Game, guys, check it out. No. Just happened.
Would being in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game be a dream for you?
I don't think so.
You'd be able to play in tonight versus Kevin Hart and Ludacris.
I don't think I would like that type of attention for some reason. Is that really weird?
Yeah. But you're pretty good at basketball.
I'm pretty good at basketball.
And you get to hang out with like
that part would be fun. Hanging out with Drake, those people would be fun.
Yeah.
But being on camera and playing basketball, I don't know why it feels a little bit weird. Maybe it'd be great. Maybe I'm just nervous because I'm afraid that I won't do well and people be like, look at him.
Oh,
but maybe I'll do great and everybody be like, wow, look at him.
Yeah, I think you're deceptively good at basketball. Like, you don't look as good as you are at basketball.
I don't look as good. You mean my body?
If I were to look at you and be like, I wouldn't think you're as good as basketball as you are.
People wouldn't think that I play basketball
well as you do.
Right, because I look like a Muppet.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. I've heard that before while playing basketball, which is really like, oh man, I never would have guessed. I was like, that's kind of mean, but all right.
Yeah.
That's kind of, what do I have to plug?
Your Snapchat?
Go to my website, rejectedjokes.com. I did a bunch of videos with a bunch of NFL guys that were really fun. Rex Ryan.
Oh, man. The Kirk Cousins
video. That was a really, really fun
thanks,
video.
Guys. You guys both messaged me, which was really nice. I used to do that when I watched Jake and Mary. Really liked it. I used to always email you guys afterwards.
Yeah, you would.
Nice, of course. I always meant it. And the ones that didn't email, no worries. what else? Rejectedjokes.com. Go to @rejectedjokes on Twitter and Instagram. And I guess rejectedjokes0 on Snapchat. I'm trying to think if there's anything coming
House of Lies.
House of Lies comes out in April 10th, and then
that's funny because that's when we'll be in New Haven, Connecticut with each other.
Oh wow, I guess we'll watch it all together.
Just waving. New Haven. That's what's up.
And then I don't know. I'm doing some shows with Middle Ditch at Largo, but they're sold out. But
sorry, boys.
One on the 20th, and then there's one in March.
Both sold out?
February sold out, and we haven't announced one in March yet. We're going to announce it soon. And that's it.
It's pretty good. That's a lot of shit happening.
No, it isn't. It's just my social media.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
He's charting a helicopter right now.
I put a fucking tracking device on this girl's ankle, and she's getting pretty close to the border of the park. I think I have to meet her.
Is that wrong or good?
She's actually getting sadly close to the house, and she's moving way too quick.
I see her. I can see her from
she's
here.
She's pissed. Oh yeah, she shiv between her teeth. She is
pissed. She's got iodine and what's the other one?
Cyanide.
And
she's
cyanide.
Kicking the door down.
She keeps winking at me like I made a mistake. I don't even know this woman.
Honestly, the edge of the park is just the beginning of her journey.
I dropped off a fucking year ago, too. So she was out there getting stronger.
She is looking husky and hairy right now. She is really putting... looks like she has the corpse of a different woman that was left there that I left there a while ago.
She's eating Marty. She is eating our roommate, Marty.
You know what? Marty should know better. What do you guys have to plug? Jake, you have anything to plug?
Snapchat, Jake Demand 85. Snap me a picture of your ticket to any of our shows. I will snap you back a real happy little picture, not of my penis, but it'll make you feel good.
My butthole, at the very least. A little bit of a brown eye. And I'm Amir Bloom. That's AmirBlOom on Snapchat. Ben, thanks for coming on episode 200.
I'm so happy. Thanks, 200 man. Episodes, guys.
Where does the time go?
I can't believe it's been 100 since we did that at your old place. God, it's scary, huh? We're all getting older. Do you feel that all the time?
All right, we'll be back on Thursday or Monday of this week. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon.
If you're in a pinch, you don't know what you should do. If I were you, if I were you, the show. Jake and Amir are two Jews who can help you. If I were you, if I were you, the show. Give me an answer, I really need advice, but if I were you, if I were you, the show. I hope they don't make fun of me or put me on Monday Blast. If I were you, if I were you, the show. I need some money soon, is fraud such a bad crime? If I were you, if I were you, the show. Should I break up with my lass? If I were you, if I were you, the show. I Tinder every day, yeah, swipe until my thumb's sore. If I were you, if I were you, the show. Finch can help me out, I'll just show him me crap porn. If I were you, if I were you, the show. If I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.